Ukrainian, and I am a fighter.
Former world heavyweight champion boxer Vladimir Klitschko said, when asked about whether he would join the resistance against Russia's military invasion of his country. In an interview conducted by Kyiv's town hall, Klitschko revealed that he was prepared to fight for Ukraine if needed.
Our strongest force is the will and desire to live in a free country. And we have chosen the direction where we want to go. We are a European country, and we want to make sure that our values are going to be implemented rightly into our society.
Amid mounting tensions, Ukraine announced that a delegation met with Russian officials for talks, and in doing so, demanded an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of Russian forces as its delegation arrived, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the European Union to grant his country immediate membership in the bloc. Negotiations between Ukraine and Russia began at the Ukraine-Belarus border, with Zelensky's office saying the Ukrainian side included Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov and the presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak. Zelensky asked for a fast-track EU accession in a video message in which he encouraged Russian troops to lay down their arms. He said, "Our goal is to be together with all Europeans and, most importantly, be on equal footing." He said, "I'm sure it's fair. I'm sure that it's possible." NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he spoke with the Ukrainian leader by phone and commended him for the bravery of the people and armed forces of Ukraine. This is VOA News. The UN's two major bodies are holding separate meetings Monday on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the calling of the sessions for the 193 General Assembly and the more powerful 15-member Security Council reflect widespread international demands for an immediate ceasefire and escalating concern for the plight of millions of Ukrainians caught up in the war. The Security Council gave a green light Sunday for the first emergency session of the General Assembly in decades. France's ambassador announced that the Security Council will also meet Monday afternoon on the humanitarian impact of the war. This also comes as a senior U.S. intelligence official says Belarus is expected to send troops into Ukraine, possibly sometime today, to fight alongside Russian forces. Belarus has been providing support for Russia's war effort, but so far has not taken a direct part in the conflict. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says more than 350 Ukrainian civilians have been killed during Russia's invasion, including at least 14 children. More than 1,100 others, including at least 116 children, have been wounded. The ministry's statement Sunday does not give any information on casualties among Ukraine's armed forces. Russia has claimed that its troops are targeting only Ukrainian military facilities and says that Ukraine's civilian population is not in danger. The U.S. Supreme Court is to weigh limits to the Environmental Protection Agency in its efforts on climate change. Julie Walker has more from Associated Press.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case today its conservative majority could use to hobble the Biden administration's efforts to combat climate change. 19 mostly Republican-led states and coal companies are disputing the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to limit carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Currently, there's no EPA plan in place. Environmental groups worry the high court could preemptively undermine whatever plan President Biden's team develops. A broad ruling by the court also could weaken regulatory efforts that extend well beyond the environment, including consumer protections, workplace safety, and public health. Biden has pledged to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of the decade. I'm Julie Walker.
Talks to restore a 2015 landmark deal on the Iranian nuclear program resumed this afternoon. Iran's chief negotiator, Ali Balgheri Khani, returned to Vienna after consultations with his government in Tehran over the weekend. Earlier this month, the Biden administration restored some sanctions relief to Iran's atomic program as talks aimed at salvaging the nuclear deal entered a critical phase. Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1.